It is 66 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect more sun today with a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A group of doctors is challenging a Tennessee state law that requires children to prove legal status before accessing life-saving care. This year, lawmakers passed a measure telling the health department to share immigration information with the state's division that works with ICE. The health department runs the Children's Special Services Program. It covers health insurance for thousands of severely disabled kids, including about 400 immigrants. The lawsuit filed yesterday argues that children could face irreparable harm or even death if their families choose not to enroll them in the program over fears of deportation. The Hermitage Presidential Estate is updating one of its tours to offer a more honest portrayal of the people who were enslaved there. Over the course of his life, 7th U.S. President Andrew Jackson and his family enslaved more than 300 people. His home site has offered a tour about those enslaved since 2018. But this summer, the Hermitage is refreshing it, says Cody Youngblood, the site's director of experience.
We found that there was too much emphasis on Jackson's realm and the enslaved people who worked in it. We wanted to focus on the enslaved people's world and how the Jacksons fit in to that.
Some descendants of the people who were enslaved by Jackson say the tour is missing the mark. Jamel Campbell Gooch is related to a man mentioned on the tour. He says before a tour, he'd first like to see some acknowledgement.
They have never officially apologized for the harm that they have caused generations of the descendants of African chattel slaves. They have never apologized.
Campbell Gooch also says he hopes that some of the proceeds from the $50 tour could go toward a scholarship fund for descendants. Hermitage told WPLN News that tour dollars go back to the Hermitage for preservation, research, and education. Gallatin's bond rating has improved. It's now just one step below the highest possible score, according to Moody's. The rating works like a credit score for governments and allows them to borrow money at lower interest rates. That money can be spent on major infrastructure like roads, parks, and other capital projects. Moody's did an off-cycle review of the city's finances, even though Gallatin isn't currently issuing new bonds for projects. Separate bond ratings for the city's water, sewer, and electric systems remain unchanged. They had been assessed more recently, according to a press release. Moody's cites the city's growing tax base, expanding development, and healthy reserves for its new rating. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.